With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The White House is calling it the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. President Biden is commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the pandemic. He's also pardoning 39 Americans convicted of nonviolent crimes. These actions come on the heels of the president pardoning his own son.
President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter is not a popular one, according to a new AP NORC poll. Only about 2 in 10 Americans somewhat or strongly approve of Biden pardoning his son, who was convicted earlier this year on felony gun and tax charges. About half of Americans somewhat or strongly disapprove of the pardon, and the rest said they don't have an opinion. Republicans and independents are more likely than Democrats to disapprove, but even Democrats are split on the pardon.
That's reporter Amelia Thompson DeVoe. Also at SRNNews.com, there's going to be a change at the top of the FBI. Director Christopher Wray has announced his upcoming resignation.
After weeks of careful thought, I've decided the right thing for the Bureau is for me to serve until the end of the current administration in January and then step down.
Wray's announcement comes a week and a half after President-elect Trump announced his intention to nominate Kash Patel to lead the FBI. A storm packing high winds and rain knocked out power to thousands of customers in New England states yesterday. Meanwhile, heavy lake-effect snow is expected in parts of Michigan through today, and dangerously cold temperatures in parts of the upper Midwest. In Southern California, crews continue battling the Franklin Fire in Malibu. It has destroyed several structures and forced the evacuation of thousands. This is SRN News. A California woman files suit over sex change procedures.
The 20-year-old female UCLA student accuses Dr. Johanna Olson Kennedy of pressuring her into taking testosterone so she could live as a male at the age of 12. The plaintiff, who no longer wants to change her gender, says the treatments have left her unable to bear children. Dr. Olson Kennedy is considered a leader in the field of so-called transgender care, promoting puberty-blocking drugs and sex change operations on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge is considering the constitutionality of a Minnesota law that bans religious tests for colleges that participate in a state program allowing high school students to take college courses for credit. The measure targets two conservative Christian colleges that require students to sign statements of faith. A group of parents and students is suing to overturn the law, saying it violates their freedom. This is SRN News. If you plan on traveling for the holidays, you won't be alone.
Are you traveling for the holidays? AAA expects more than 119 million of us will. This year, Christmas is on a Wednesday. AAA is expecting record-breaking numbers the weekend before Christmas Day and the weekend after. Of course, most of us will go by car, but air travel is expected to set a new record this holiday season with 7.8 million passengers. A AAA spokesperson says this is the time of year when lifelong memories are made with loved ones, and travel plays a big role in that. I'm Rita Foley.
Secretary of State Blinken is back in the Middle East for diplomatic talks in Jordan and Turkey today and tomorrow. It's his first trip to the region since the ouster of Syrian President Bashar Assad that has sparked new fears of instability. More details at SRNNews.com.